USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More flood deaths recorded in Europe. The latest numbers, over 150 killed in Germany and Belgium. Those numbers could climb, though, as waters recede and more bodies are found, 1,300 unaccounted for. The flooding coming from heavy rain falling across the area Thursday. One part of Germany getting 2 months' worth of rain in just 24 hours. Inflation causing concern among Americans. A study out Friday by the University of Michigan finds consumer sentiment this month at a five-month low. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen not alarmed, though. She tells the PBS NewsHour inflation is largely confined to sectors most affected by the pandemic, like travel and items that rely on semiconductors.
Outside of those pandemic-affected sectors, inflation is very moderate and really consistent with inflation rates we think of as normal.
Yellen says rapid inflation could last several more months. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Olympics already dealing with COVID. Organizers in Tokyo announcing Friday that a non-athlete resident of the Olympic Village tested positive. This is the first positive case of a village resident. The game's set to start next Friday. The U.S. dealing with the pandemic of the unvaccinated. That coming from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday. The Delta variant spreading among the unvaccinated. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says those who aren't vaccinated take a dire risk.
The bottom line is we are dealing with a formidable variant in the Delta variant and the extreme vulnerability of people who are not vaccinated, which will account for infections, hospitalizations, and ultimately deaths.
Meanwhile, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy blames misinformation about vaccines for low vaccination rates, and he says health misinformation has cost us lives. Plans underway to get Afghans who help the U.S. military out of the country before a possible Taliban takeover. Evacuation flights could begin next week. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
A program protecting illegal immigrants from deportation ruled unconstitutional. A federal judge Friday in Texas strikes down DACA, the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program established by President Obama 9 years ago. It allows some brought here illegally as children to stay and work without risk of deportation. The judge's ruling doesn't affect those already in the program, but no more people can be added. No word on if the Biden administration will appeal. A UN court decides to allow employers the right to ban religious headwear, USA's Wendy King reports.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Hollywood Ripper sentenced to death. A California jury handing Michael Gargiulo a death sentence Friday for killing two women in 2001 and 2005. The 45-year-old also convicted of attempted murder in a case dating back to 2008. The NFL makes an announcement regarding international games. Tim Berg has more.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. This year's games in London feature the Atlanta Falcons facing off against the New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Miami Dolphins. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.